Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's see who's savvy and who gets taken to the cleaners.
With the first pick, the Oakland Raiders select quarterback Jamarcus Russell, LSU.
This is Primetime on Draft Week.
Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Celebrating 35 years of fitness with a party on Tuesday, April 30th from 4 to 7 p.m. at Aloha, Beaverton, Division Center, and Vancouver Plaza.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080.
Jamarcus Russell's going to immediately energize that Raider Nation.
The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
So,
you okay over there?
What's up? Just coming in low, bro.
Coming in low. Nice and easy.
That's right.
An old man into a bath.
What's up?
Yeah. Well, nothing.
Just what are you guys
out.
Doing?
We all gonna be that way. Now we're gonna be like what's too up? Cool. Like, hey, what's up, man?
Yeah.
You're talking some sports here with Buckley and Rob, Sachi. Just hanging out. No big deal.
What's up? It's Sachi. What's going on today, guys?
Oh, just over here.
How's
sportsing?
Everybody doing?
Oh, it's
you're
great.
Not sportsing yet.
I'm sportsing.
I
you
can
have
tell
no
you're
idea.
Not sportsing.
Yeah, what are you talking about? You have no idea.
You're not sports.
You have no idea.
I do have an idea.
I'm sportsing so hard.
I can see sports in your eyes.
You don't even know. You have no idea. You have no idea how hard I'm sportsing right now. I got hot takes. I got hot Luka takes. Hot Laker takes.
Luka?
Yeah. Yeah, your favorite team.
I don't mind Dallas. Well, I don't like Jason Kidd. I like Luka.
I was wondering what team, because you were saying a team that you hated yesterday. So,
Well, I was reminded that I hate them because yes. I actually watched them for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
It was the Clippers.
Oh, well, I was wondering. I thought maybe it was one of those because, you got Kyrie and then the Jason Kidd. I thought maybe you hate the Mavericks. I don't know.
No. The Clippers far more hateable. Did you watch that? Dude, they have Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard.
It's a very hateable team. Absolutely.
I hate all those guys.
Well, and Kawhi's weird. Kawhi didn't used to be hateable, but he's become hateable.
I can't stand him. I think he's a...
Well, he's an aloof douche, is what he is.
Whoa.
Well, he is.
Well, I wasn't prepared to go that far, but you said you had hot takes. That's a hot one.
I told you, man. It's one thing when, you do the I'm a different cat, but it's the same,
He's a donkey.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We hide behind the Kobe mentality sometimes. Everyone's like, well, I got the Mamba mentality. Well, a lot of times that just means you're an ass. But you're like, yeah, I'm an ass, but I'm a killer. And the whole I march to the beat of my own drummer, I'm a different guy like Kawhi. A lot of times that just means you're an inconsiderate douche. Like, oh, I'm aloof. Well, are you really aloof or are you just inconsiderate? And
it could be both.
You're on the definition of your own program. I think we hide behind generalities sometimes. So Kawhi to me has become, because he was always a different cat, and now I just think he's an aloof douche.
Well, he is aloof and he is weird. I'm not sure that makes him a bad person. It's just the way he is. But I think what you're saying is,
well, I'm not saying a douche is a bad person.
Well, I didn't say douche. I said aloof and weird.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that makes him a bad person. I think maybe what you're saying is that when someone is like that, they oftentimes try to sort of explain it away.
Yes.
With something that isn't really an equivalent.
Exactly. Like
aloof and weird, but that's because I'm Kobe Bryant. That doesn't add up.
Well, and here's the thing too. You can be aloof, but if you're aloof, but you're very unreliable, and you're like, well, I'm unreliable, but I'm not unreliable. I'm not a flake. I'm just aloof. No, you're an unreliable, flaky douche. Like, that's, we're saying the same thing. You're just trying to paint it in a better light. Quite Leonard, well, I just kind of on my own program, and I don't really need to be a leader. Well, is that the case, or are you just a bad teammate? Like, there's an element to, if you want to be this weird, mysterious guy, that's fine. But it doesn't mean that you get to do that at the sacrifice of everyone else.
Right.
It's like saying, you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways. You don't get to say that and then do horrific things and be like, look how mysterious I'm being.
I'm going to start saying that. That's my new thing.
Yeah. Anytime you're doing something horrible, just be like, hey, work in mysterious ways.
The Lord works in mysterious ways. Right? I don't know what to tell you. You know, the thing about the Clippers I do like is their owner. I like that old spaz, Steve Ballmer. I think he's great.
Yeah, Ballmer's great.
But other than that, I was watching them going, oh, I forgot they had Westbrook and Harden. And Westbrook, I mean, I don't know how much you've watched of them, but now all of a sudden he's coming off the bench. He's like Eduardo Nájera now. He's doing exactly what everybody thought he should be doing 5 years ago. He's actually doing that, and he doesn't make that much money.
Well, and Harden earlier this year had figured it out. You know, he kind of slumped down the stretch, but he had it going there too. Well, and then in game one, he had a big game.
He had a great game. He can still ball. He's hot and cold, but he's still, I mean, he's a fat ass, and it's just.
But when you're a fat ass and you can be the third wheel, you can be really good.
And then George is just, he's really, really, really good, and he always reminds you how good he is. Yeah. At least to me, every time I watch him, I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about how good he is. But at the same time, he's never done squat. I can't get behind that guy.
Playoff P, man. Playoff P.
So I hate them.
You're being forced to root for Luka and Kyrie, who's also very
good. Who do they play if they win?
I'd have to look at the bracket.
Because really, my NBA playoffs are all about who I'm rooting for and against.
That's what it comes down to.
Well, if they don't reseed, they'd play that's the 4-5 matchup. So they would play the one seed in the Thunder.
Oh, they played Denver.
Yeah.
No, Thunder.
Or no, Oklahoma
Thunder.
City got the one.
Oklahoma City's the one seed. Denver's the two.
Yeah, no, that's an easy route. No matter who wins the Clippers-Mavs series, I'm rooting for OKC.
Yeah, because I find OKC to be very likable.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah.
My guy Lou Dort is out there.
You have always loved you some Lou Dort.
I love Lou Dort.
And Chet looks like a villain from The Burbs, and, you know, he's kind of fun. And
his little birdie legs.
I think he looks like if the Geico caveman had a cool athletic brother.
Go look up The Burbs sometime. Look at the Klopex. And if you're telling me that Chet with his weird beard, like, he couldn't be one of the Klopex, just like the ear, like, you know, like a lurch looking dude. If that guy was living in your neighbor's basement and had a wife beater, like, you'd be like, that guy's up to something. Instead of being one of the best young players in the NBA, you're like, yeah, that dude sells meth and probably digs graves in the backyard in his spare time.
Mm, the Klopex, huh?
Yeah, the Klopex.
I see it here.
What do you got in the basement, Eric Klopek?
Oh, yeah.
See what I mean?
That's not.
Look at the.
That's
look
not
at,
great for Chet.
No, look at the brother. Look at the brother there. You're telling me
the red-haired guy?
The red-haired guy.
With the beard, yeah.
Yeah, with the beard. Tell me that doesn't have a little bit of Chet in him.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what is today, Tuesday?
Today's Tuesday.
We have a lot going on this week.
There is a lot going on.
Got the NFL draft coming up. Dan Lanning's going to be on our show tomorrow.
Yes.
We're selling T-shirts on the fan merch locker.
We don't even have to ask. I was going to say, we were going to ask Lanning what he drives, but we found that out.
Chevy Tahoe.
Chevy Tahoe.
You going to follow up on that?
Well, I mean, what do you want to say? Hey, congratulations on the sensible SUV. I mean,
you think he has just one car? What else do you drive, Coach?
Really nail him down. Like, we inquiring minds want to know. We can ask what his wife drives.
Does she get a loaner?
Probably. And it's Dan Lanning. My guess is that.
What about the kids?
No, I think the kids are probably on their own. Plus, his oldest boy is like 10 or something, right?
Let's get him a car.
I mean, get him a little bicycle.
Never too early.
Get him a big wheel. Maybe one of those, like a little Razor scooter, a motorized Razor scooter.
Maybe I'll ask Dan Lanning about teaching his kids to drive.
I'm guessing that's a wife duty.
You think so?
Well, Lanning.
Most guys like to do that.
I know, but Dan, Coach Lanning, Dan, whatever, he's
over your helmet!
I think when you're a coach, I think you sacrifice some of those things. Mm. Like we talked about, like he trick or treating and Thanksgiving, and we can ask him. But I'm guessing that driving falls in line to Mrs. Lanning. Plus, Coach Lanning seems very intense. I'm not certain if you can turn that off. And a nervous 15-year-old learning to drive, I'm not certain you want Coach Dan Lanning next to you. You imagine that? You imagine Jim Harbaugh teaching you to drive? No thanks. I'm going to take mom every time. It's a very intense sort of driving instructor.
Well, I'm going to ask him now.
Yeah. What's your philosophy on that?
Yeah.
Our driver's ed, now at school, they don't have driver's ed. You have to go to the private, you got to pay for it, go to driving 101 or whatever. But when we were coming up in Salina, did you have driver's ed at school?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did too. And Reed Clayton was our driver's ed student, who was also our line coach and played football at Arizona and was 6'8", 310 with a mustache and wore bike coaching shorts. That was the man instructed to shape the young minds of the drivers at Mountain View High School. And let me tell you, more than one person buckled under the pressure of one Reed Clayton. He was not, there were no warm fuzzies handing out. A lot of cold pricklies from Coach Clayton. Yeah. You know, and when you're in the driver's ed car, you have that brake. You know, he's got the emergency brake.
Yeah, on the passenger side.
On the passenger side. You know who wasn't afraid to use the emergency brake? Coach Clayton. Gosh almighty. You're just driving and out of nowhere, you come to a screeching halt. You're like, oh my gosh. It's like whiplash.
This may be revisionist history, but in my driver's ed class, I believe he taught us, and I forget his name, but I can picture him. I think he taught us to have both feet. I think he taught us right foot gas, left foot brake.
2 foot pedal, huh?
Which is
that's
not
wrong.
Good.
No,
that's not good.
Just flat wrong.
I think that. Why do I think that?
I don't know. But if
because I don't do that.
Well, no one does. It's the worst.
Well, he said. I remember him saying people do that.
Really? Stupid people.
Maybe he was just showing us what not to do.
It's possible. This is what not to do. Well, if Coach Clayton showed you what not to do, it was followed up with, what the hell are you doing? Stop yelling at me, giant man with a mustache. And I felt bad. I was used to him yelling, but you'd have a pod of three people in the car, right? The driver, two in the back, and then the instructor in the front. Boy, and in my pod, I forget, I think her name was Tracy. She was just this little mousy choir girl. And I felt so bad for her.
Oh, no.
She just would be in tears. She could not handle what he was bringing to the table, and you could just see his frustration and her emotional crumbling. It was bad. It's like watching a little frail bird have its wings crushed. To this day, I'm not certain she drives. Strikes me as an Uber sort of gal. And that was the old wood, same thing. It's a certain archetype, woodshop teacher, the shop metal driver's ed. That was, I don't know if those positions exist anymore, but that was a position for hard men back in the day.
Well, being from the middle of nowhere, I can tell you that all the men at my school were like that.
Everyone.
Including the English teacher.
Midwest.
Yeah, they're all hardened and leathery.
That's what hard dudes are.
Mr. Conway was he was the English teacher and typing, and he'd talk like Rutter. He would say Rutter. Yeah. Hey, Rutter. How you doing, Isaac Rutter? Nicest guy, Rutter, but... Yeah. I mean, what is that? What is that?
I don't know.
He was fit to teach English? Hey, right there.
Well, and we got in that weird...
Every other word's grammatically incorrect.
Well, we had that weird generation, too, where a lot of the people that were, raising us and instructing us were coming back from NAM and...
Yeah.
You know...
That's Mr. Smith, history.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Oh, man, he was something.
Yeah, it's... today, I don't know if we have that same sort of thing, but we are in that weird spot where... there were a lot of adults in charge of things that probably shouldn't been in charge of things. And we hadn't quite figured out that maybe that way of doing things wasn't the best. You know, there's the way your drill instructor ran things in NAM maybe isn't what you should bring back to an eighth grade English class.
It was a different time.
It was a different time.
Do you see the, every once in a while you see the student car, student driver out there?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like to mess with them?
Oh, God, no.
You don't? Teach them a lesson or two?
No. First off, I steer way clear of that.
Well, my.
Yeah. Because you just, if sometimes you pull up a side and again, you see that person and they're white knuckling it and you just.
Don't you want to give them a little, hey, here's what you're going to run into out there.
No, because every one of those, every one of those is a young person trying their best.
I'm going to teach him a lesson.
By the way, has there been like a sudden surge in those stickers of student driver?
Yes.
My wife mentioned this. We were on the walk the other day, and like I feel like I always see these stickers on cars that only an adult is driving, and there's no 16-year-old in sight. And so obviously it's got to be the car that the kid drives when they drive, but I never see the kids in them. I'm like, are you just trying to make sure I don't cut you off?
Well,
or?
It might be a lot. Again, almost every one of the driver's ed now is a private school, so it's probably just someone's car that they use.
He's driving home.
Yeah.
And he's driving home, and you know.
But it's true. Like,
I feel like they're everywhere now, though.
You used to see a car with student driver, and you would see, you knew what you were going to see when you pulled up alongside, and that would be the white-knuckling kid.
Yeah.
Now you don't really know. You see the student driver, but you're like, ah, that's just some dude.
What if I just put it on the back of my car and then like it's an excuse to, again? It's like Kawhi Leonard. I'm out there just being aloof because I'm a student driver. You can't get mad at me, student driver. I'm a 46-year-old man with a beard, but hey, just doing my best.
Do you think that would be beneficial if you put that on your car to you? Would that help you out there?
I don't know. I would assume
in the wild.
I would assume it gives everyone like back off, like a give me some more.
I guess so.
Give me some more elbow room.
I saw one the other day that was just, it was a bumper sticker. It was like, please don't honk. I'm already stressed out.
Well, I say that like the best bit, and I've never related to something more, is in John Mulaney's bit. John Mulaney does a stand-up special from years ago where I guess he's a horrible driver. He grew up in Chicago, never drove, and so he learned to drive as an adult. And he goes, for every one of those people that are honking and yelling at me, they are expecting to see like an elderly Asian woman behind the wheel, and they pull up and they see a grown man doing his best. And then he's like, I don't want to be doing this either. I have that thought all the time. When I do something and someone gets mad at me, I want to lean out the window and be like, I don't want that. I didn't want to make that move. I'm embarrassed that I drive like that. Sorry. What more can I, like, I need a sign. That's why I said it would be great if we all had electronic signs on the back of our car where we could print out messages, and I would just have one that says, I am sorry. I know what I did was absolute horse, nears. Please forgive me.
Do you think do we need just maybe a hand signal that says sorry?
I try, but
what's
then,
the sign language sorry?
I do the praying, like the hands. Like, oh, if someone pulls up I go with the prayer hands, and I try to mouth the I'm sorry.
I think it's the hand up and the dipped nod. It's like it's like Larry David would call it, like the S bow.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that.
I don't know. Maybe we could be more specific with that.
It needs something. Because I'm ready to acknowledge on the road that I am doing things that no one is a fan of, including myself.
Do the athlete chest tap. That's on me. That's on me.
See, but then I'm afraid that's like that's like a gorilla, like pounding the chest sort of thing. Like,
well, no, it's not like that. It's the hey.
I just feel like I want like a flag. You know, like cars that have antennas, you can press a button and it goes up. I want the white surrender flag.
I like that.
Where I just press a button and just a white flag goes up and just know I'm acknowledging I'm acknowledging my defeat. I don't want this to be a conflict.
So maybe a button with a white surrender flag or
a white sorry flag.
Yeah.
A middle finger.
Yes, one of the two. Because there are times where I do want to be like, hey, that ain't on me, man. F you. Yeah, and I would like to, you know, one on each side of the car.
Some motorcycle, you know how the motorcycle guys on the freeway will go in between lanes?
Yes.
I know some people hate that, but I'm okay with the law allowing that. I'm okay with it because I could see being a motorcycle rider.
Yeah, lane splitters.
Yeah, you can, like, if you can squeeze through there, go ahead. I mean, get where you need to go, fella. I don't care. But I didn't see him. He came up on me on my blind side, back left, and I don't know, maybe I cut him off or something. Boy, dude, he came right up to my driver's side window and flipped me the hardest, most aggressive bird.
Yeah, right at you.
And I didn't do the I felt like you'd, like I was so sorry. I didn't even see you, dude. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
But then once he got so mad at me, I kind of became mad at him.
Yeah.
I'm like, F you, dude. Exactly. I didn't, it was a mistake.
And I'm owning it.
Yeah. So I rolled down the window and I slapped his head. No, I'm just kidding. I just didn't. I looked at him and stared.
Yeah. I just.
And then he was probably like, Rob?
Hey, look at you.
God, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Because I've had that before where someone gets really mad at me. And I told you, like, I've had someone follow me. And then I get out of the car and then they're like, oh, crap. And they drive away. And I'm always nervous because I'm like, if you see me get out of the car and you want to escalate it, I'm like, oh, this person's going to shoot me. And then I feel bad if someone, sees me and is like, oh, crap, this guy is going to kick my ass. How about none of those things? Like, it's just a car. Let it go. Let it go.
Somebody said a paddle. Maybe one side says, I'm sorry. The other says, you're an idiot.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
It's kind of like the slow stop signals that they have at construction sites. Yes. You just turn it over depending on which one you need.
Well, I saw those. I had a couple of those today. Is there a worse job than the person who stands out there and has to hold the stop or slow sign all day?
That person makes like $35 an hour.
Is that good?
Yeah, they make bucks. It's actually a really good job.
Boy, I couldn't do that job.
It's a tasty gig.
They just stand there.
Yeah, and they make lots of money.
And they say, stop.
Stop, slow.
Or slow.
Yeah.
And they communicate. It's the most exciting part of their day is communicating to the other person on the other side holding the stop or slow sign about what car is next.
I see that all the time. There's like one guy working the ditch witch, and then there's like seven others that are supervising, and then there's two people working the slow and stop sign. I'm telling you, I think that's a pretty gig if you can get it.
Well, I mean, it's not like it's labor intensive.
No.
But at the same time, so boring.
But you get paid.
But again, really, 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 really boring. Well, shockingly boring and probably hot.
Well, I would think so.
Standing around on your feet?
For the right person that doesn't care and just wants to make decent money and not do anything, that's about as unskilled labor as you get.
Do you go straight into that? Is that low level? You got to work
your way up.
You got to be qualified for that?
Either that, you got to know someone. You don't just get handed the flagging job.
If I got the flagging job, I would have a tent, a flat screen, maybe a little bar set up. I'd be sitting there in my lounge chair with my bucket hat. And I'd do the stop and slow, but it'd be in comfort.
That's why they wouldn't ever give you the flag. You're not flagger material. They'd weed you out like a jury duty.
I was on a road trip once where I saw one of these people and they had their car was right next to where they were standing and it said love to flag on a vanity plate. And then on the bumper, it said flag hag and it was a woman and she was very proud of her job.
Yeah. See, I feel like no offense to flaggers out there, but you're basically announcing that you're pretty lazy.
It says, utility flaggers have fun. I work for PGE. Flagging is a part of the job. We see all kinds of stuff, and we let each other know when a hot is driving by. You get on the walkie-talkie, and you're like, hey, dude, hey, red, red convertible. Check it out. See? You got fun. You know, you're doing bits with your buddies.
All right. Well,
hot smell of tar getting you high.
Yeah. Super hot. You're out there in your boots and your yellow...
Your safety vest.
Man, we covered a lot there.
We did.
There you go. We're out of here. We'll see you tomorrow.
Deuces.
Big, big week. We will start. Let's get into some NBA playoffs to start off today's show.
Let's do it.
That's the subject of our poll question, and that is next on The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, I saw here the flaggers, depending on where you work in the state, you can make between $18 and $31 an hour being a flagger.
All right.
Yeah, three-day course to get certified.
What is what's minimum wage these days?
Depends on the state. Oregon?
Well, here.
I think it's like, is it 16 bucks?
16 bucks? Is it that high?
I think so.
That seems so high to me.
It just went up.
$15.95.
And I think they just bumped it up just a scooch ago.
What's the lowest you remember it being an old?
I remember when I was in college and I worked a job as a janitor and I made $7 an hour.
Yeah. I remember it just under $7.
Yep. $7.
And then as a restaurant worker, we'd only get $2 an hour.
Ooh, and then tips, right?
And tips, yeah.
I think, by the way, I still think there's restaurant, like the exception of the minimum wage.
That do that?
Yeah, that you can get paid, depending on the state, I think you get paid jack squat, and then you work on tips.
Yeah, your paycheck, you'd make most of your wage on tips.
Yeah.
But they would pay you $2 an hour, so your paycheck, that would be the only thing on there?
Yeah.
$35. Something like that.
Well, I just remember every time, because it was me and my buddies, and when we were janitors, and when we'd leave for the night, we'd be like, $28 right in our pocket. Tasty.
Let's go.
$28. Yeah, and then like that makes you sound old, because then you could go, gas was, I think it was 89 cents in Utah when I was in school. So that was,
Can you believe that, kids?
Yeah.
Gas used to be under a dollar.
Oh, yeah. I remember when gas got above a dollar at the Maverick station. I was livid. I was like, this is outrageous.
What is this?
110? Go to hell.
It's got to go back down.
Yeah, I remember it for a really long time being like 99, 109, 119 for the like regular the premium and elite or whatever it
is. What did we just pay the other day? What are we, 450?
Ooh, four something.
Mid-fours. Mid-fours, depending on where you
are. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh, and then that's just, God, it makes you sound old. It's like, back in my day, gas was a nickel.
Stop. Well, to some people it was.
Well, it is depressing.
Let them point it out.
Well, like, I hear these crusty douchebags that are like, I worked my way through college and raised 9 kids on $27,000 a year and bought my first house. And you're like, hey, dumbass. Your first house cost like $9. The average house today costs like $500,000. So like you wouldn't be doing that now on $27,000. Like people can't quite grasp that. It drives me freaking nuts.
Get off my porch.
When we do the back in my day, I didn't have to make a bunch of money. Yeah, because gas was a nickel and your first house cost $16,000.
I'm 40.
So can we just be a little honest about the argument we're making?
Hey, I forgot to mention something really cool. We have sports guests today.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you know that?
Look at us.
Look at us.
We have sports guests this week.
Yeah, we've got sports guest. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right.
3 days in a row.
3 days in a row we have sports guest.
Oh, my goodness.
Get this. What's okay, that? So 4:15 today, Jeremy Fowler from ESPN. He's an NFL guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy who helped write the piece on Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick being blackballed from the NFL.
Bill Belichick and Bill Belichick.
That's a lot of information.
His evil twin were both blackballed?
And
I knew it.
He just put out a piece on the quarterbacks in the draft.
Yes.
Which we feel is topical.
There you go. So we got two prongers.
He's coming on today, 4:15. Dan Lanning tomorrow, 5:15. And then Scott Barnes, late ad. Oregon State AD will be on our show Thursday at 4:00.
Suddenly, and then Joey Harrington on
Joey
Friday.
What is happening?
What? And then we all dry dock for vacation. So
I'm out.
F you. None of us are here next week.
You will get no effort from me on Friday.
All right. Well, here's our poll question. Well, actually, that's not true. Some of us are here next week, but only later in the week.
I see.
Poll question at 1080 The Fan on X, AAA Heating and Cooling Family Business, helping families for over 60 years, AAAIAQ.com. Yesterday, the question was, and this is on X at 1080 The Fan. Did I mention that?
Yes.
Did I?
Yeah.
Did I?
Yeah.
Now that Damian Lillard is gone, who anchors our area's sports throne? 54% said Dan Lanning.
Hmm. God dang, what do you think?
Should we tell him that he's our new sports anchor?
I was planning on it.
Should we tell him congratulations and like give him, I don't know, like a plaque or something?
I was going to say, hey, Dan, get this. Damian Lillard left. Russell Wilson got traded. If you go all of the Northwest, although I wasn't really including Northwest. I was just including, you know, kind of our area.
Because if you're going up there, it's probably Julio.
Yeah, Julio, J-Rod.
Yeah.
But down here, man, he's the new king. He needs to know that.
He's the anchor.
Now that Lillard's gone. So he got 54% of the vote. Jason Swigard, 28%. Scoot Henderson, 10%. And Sophia Smith, 8%.
Hold on, everybody.
How about Swag coming in second?
Well, look,
the people know.
He's been here the longest.
If you know, you know.
Today's
poll question on X at 1080 The Fan is as follows. Which of these playoff bros is the baddest of asses? Jamal Murray, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Anthony Edwards, or Jason Tatum? Vote and vote hard.
I'll tell you what. Murray, for having the game he was having last night to hit those down the stretch.
He's a baller.
Dude.
It's hard to believe that guy's never been an all-star.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
And yet, you know, again, when you talk about the best duos, now a lot of that is because of Jokic, but dude, there's a strong case that that's, if you have to take two guys on a team, the defending champs, and they're rolling, that's big time. Those two shots he hit, the two mid-range shots, including the step-back jumper over Anthony Davis to seal that thing, good Lord.
Did you hear how much of a bitch Anthony Davis was after the game?
No, what was he doing? Yeah. You're talking about the officials?
Well, do you have the audio of that?
I don't know if I'll look and see if we do.
He was being classic. Well, you know what the reporter's going to ask.
Sure.
Hey, can you walk us through what happened on the final shot?
Sure.
And Anthony Davis just looks at him and goes, Jamal Murray made a shot, and he throws down the mic and walks off.
Like a literal mic drop.
Like a baby.
Well, I mean, that one, by the way, the Lakers will fold now. Like, they had that game. They were the better team in that game. They had the lead, and they let it go down the stretch. And I saw last night they were bitching about the officials of the late LeBron push, and that I think that was Murray, too, that went to the line. And they're going to sit there and bitch and moan about the officials. But, you know, LeBron takes a horse crap three that he doesn't need to take. And Denver comes down and hits the shots that matter. So we talk about it all the time. The teams that you trust down the stretch, and I don't trust LA, and you trust Denver.
I do have the audio on that. Here's Anthony Davis after the game.
What happened on that last play?
Jamal Murray made a shot.
That was it.
And by the way, it was great defense. It just was better offense.
Well, he wiggled. He got Anthony Davis is slow. I mean, ish.
Yeah.
Compared to Jamal Murray. Like he wiggled him to the point where Davis couldn't really catch up to him. Like if Davis outstretched Davis, he's gonna block your shot.
Yeah.
But Murray was able to kind of wiggle his way. Yeah, get a little space, and Davis couldn't close fast enough, and then
he hit
the fadeaway.
You hit that fadeaway over Anthony Davis. Dude, that's legendary type stuff. And did you hear the interview the post game with Anthony or
we just heard it.
Not Anthony Davis. Sorry, Jamal Murray. He was so good. First off, he was out of breath because he was dogpiled, and he was talking about how bad he was all game.
I've got that too.
He was so. Do you have where he cursed? He dropped the BS.
I believe that I do.
He
Here
was
go.
So good in the post game.
All of us as little kids always shoot that last shot in the driveway in practice, like we gonna hit a game winner. Is this your first ever at the buzzer game winner? You had more?
Maybe in the league, probably one of the first at the buzzer game winners. But I mean, I was in Canada. I was going crazy. I was hitting a lot of those.
hold on, here's the
Canada?
Other clip.
Yeah,
he's Canadian.
He's Canadian.
Man, I told my teammates when I was struggling, like I'm gonna look for y'all. I'm gonna look for y'all. And every single one of them told me to keep shooting, be aggressive, keep shooting. Even when I was throwing up that floater.
You know, they told me just stay aggressive and keep looking for it, keep hunting it. I had the ball with a few seconds left, and I knew once I made a couple, you know, the next one should go down as well.
I love him. When I was throwing up that bowl, that bowl junk.
Didn't he go to Kentucky?
Yeah, he went to Kentucky.
I don't even remember him at Kentucky.
I think he was a one and done.
That's probably why.
Yeah, well, everyone at Kentucky's a one and done, but I find him delightful. And
so is he your vote then? Which of these playoff bros is the baddest of asses? Jamal Murray, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Anthony Edwards, or Jason Tatum?
I don't know how it can be anyone but Jamal Murray, because the guy's an NBA champion. He's proven in the playoffs. He doesn't fold, and you know, he just did that. Give me Murray. And look, all of those players are great, and they've got their own legacy to write. But again, end of the game, who do I want the to have the ball?
CJ McCollum.
No, I'll take Jamal Murray.
On X at 1080 The Fan, vote hard, brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling. All right, up next, more NBA playoff talk. Why is the family of the Nuggets trying to derail the Nuggets? Here's Buckley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, we'll get to covering the NFL draft and what's going on with Bill Belichick coming up at 4:15 with Jeremy Fowler of ESPN. But talking NBA playoffs right now, where Jamal Murray beat the Lakers.
And I flipped over just in time to see that, too.
Did you?
Well, I was watching the Kings-Oilers game because, well, priorities. And I was flipping back and forth, and especially as Denver pulled close there, and I flipped it back over, oh, gosh, with maybe a minute or two left in the game, and it was tied. And I was like, ooh, this is because Edmonton had pulled away. So I flipped back over and got, like, those last, like, five possessions. It was, like, perfect timing. It couldn't have, like, sometimes you just have great clicker instincts.
I was watching those same two games. Did Edmonton Kings go to a break or score a goal or something? And that, because I had to have clicked over at almost the exact same time.
Yeah, I flipped over and I was like, oh, yeah, look at this. This is a tasty little number right here. I love when that happens. You kind of keeping an eye on your phone.
Because well, Lakers were up 20. It looked like it was as good as over.
Yeah. Wrong.
On the NBA,
wrong.
Man. And clicker instincts are a thing.
Yes.
That is definitely a thing. It's a feel.
Yeah.
And, you know, it comes with experience.
And the Lakers now, I think they've lost to the Clippers like six or seven times now after having a double-digit lead in the postseason.
The Nuggets.
Yeah, the Nuggets.
Yeah.
Oh, did I say the Clippers? Sorry, the Nuggets. Like, anytime the Lakers are up by double digits, the Clippers are like right where we want you.
Buck just sent us a montage. I'm watching it, and it's out there. You can find it on social media, but it's all of the times that Jamal Murray has hit that exact same shot against the Lakers. Have you watched?
Yeah, he's
there's like 10 of them.
It's fantastic.
He does it every time.
There's like a little hesitation action. Yeah. There's a screen that gets slipped. He gets just enough room, and then he steps back on a big every single time.
Every time, and drains it.
And this is how great, like, because you've got the best player in the league in Jokic, but you've got a closer in Murray that you trust to take those shots. And it's a little bit like Shaq and Kobe, even though, you know, you can put the ball in Jokic's hands at the end. L.A. really couldn't because of the foul thing. But it's why they're so good. And by the way, not only was that just absolutely soul crushing for LA last night because had another double digit lead, you blew it down the stretch, but that was your ability to make it a series. And you got games. Like Anthony Davis was amazing last night. I mean, the dude goes for what do you have? He had 32-11. He goes 32-11. And you got and LeBron goes 26-12-8. Like you got performances from your bigs. Everything you needed from your two big guys. And even Russell chipped in with 20. And it was there. And it still wasn't enough.
They're not beating Denver. As a matter of fact.
No, but they could have made it a series. And Boston. And they're not.
They should have made it a series.
Boston feels inevitable in the East. And it's starting to feel like Denver feels inevitable in the West.
Look, if you told me right now that I could sign up for Boston and Denver, let's go.
Well, that's probably what you're going to get.
I hope so.
I mean, who would you take out of the West if not Denver, the way the bracket looks?
Well, I mean, Oklahoma City, the only reason we don't buy Oklahoma City is because they're young.
We haven't seen it before.
And, you know, Minnesota's good. And Minnesota was the number one seed for a lot of the year, and then Towns got hurt. But I don't know why. Like, and again, it's not like I'm not acting like I watch the NBA like Danny does. Like, that's... You know, regular season NBA to me sometimes is like college basketball. It's just, yeah, I got better things to do with my time.
Sometimes.
But
by the way, name the T-Wolves coach. Sorry to cut you off there.
Who is the T-Wolves coach?
Can anybody name them? I had to look it up.
The last name's Finch, right?
Yes, Chris Finch.
I couldn't have got,
Sid
I don't know if
Finch,
I could have.
The Chris. Curious
Sid Finch.
Sid Finch?
Does he have He's
that,
real.
Does he have that weird giant foot thing happening? But like the Timberwolves... And Oklahoma City were going back and forth for most of the year as the one seed. And then Denver was kind of sleepwalking through it. And yet going in, all we heard about was the Clippers. And we heard about the Lakers. And we heard about like Phoenix. Why are we so quick to dismiss Oklahoma City and Minnesota simply because they haven't been there before? Well,
I do.
Denver
think
hadn't
why,
been yeah. there before last year either until they won the damn thing.
Yeah, but nobody will stick their neck out, particularly in the media, to predict something that they haven't seen before.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Right? Because we always default to the stars. That's why everybody still continues to shove Phoenix down our throat, even though Phoenix isn't that good.
No. And by the way,
The Lakers.
Both of those squads. Well, and the Clippers, and we do it with the Mavericks too, even though, you know, like Dallas is good, but like those are we've been constantly talking about the 4, 5, 6, and 7 seed, and to some extent even Golden State before they got
Golden
eliminated.
State, but those are the stars, though.
Yeah. But,
so are you going to predict Oklahoma City or Minnesota over Denver?
But when you look at it, Minnesota has three legit stars, and one of them who is dude Anthony Edwards is a dude. Like that's they've got their guy, and Oklahoma City. Might have, if I still think it goes to Jokic, but if it's not Jokic, the MVP is probably SGA. And there we still, like, what? It was a little bit last year with Denver when people weren't talking about Denver. And they're like, well, I don't, you have the best player in the NBA in Jokic and a multiple MVP and another guy in Murray and then a nice, long rangy cast. And I think you can say the same thing about Minnesota and Oklahoma City. I'm not picking them to beat Denver.
Well, there you go.
But it fascinates me.
No one is.
That no one was talking about either one of those when they're the 1 and 2 seed for most of the year. And Minnesota would be the 2 seed or maybe even the 1 if Anthony Towns hadn't gone down with the meniscus tear.
But Denver is the problem with that is Denver is still there.
Yeah.
And they're better than ever. They're just awesome. And then just like you said, I mean, you said it, you won't pick them. Nobody else will either. So that's why no one's talking about it.
Well, I wasn't going to pick because I'm picking Denver. But if it's not Denver, if you said pick someone besides Denver, sure as hell wouldn't be the Lakers or Phoenix.
Well, that is what I asked.
Yeah.
Like if not Denver in the West, who? But I just think Denver feels inevitable. And I know that's lame.
Yeah.
That's what everybody's saying, but they're just that good.
Yeah. Well, I'll take Oklahoma City then.
I'll take
Oklahoma City for being too young to not know that they're not supposed to be here.
Yes.
Because when push comes to shove down the stretch, and you saw this in game one, right? They've got guys, much like Denver, that can close out games. Chet had a ridiculous block and affected at least 3 shots in the final 4 minutes of that game, of game one. And what happened when push came to shove, they went to SGA on the offensive end.
Plus 550, pretty good value for them. Win in the West.
Plus 550? They're the number one seed.
The Nuggets are plus 115. The Clippers are 5-1. The Thunder are plus 550.
Who thinks the Clippers are going to win the West?
So you again. So we're going to say that Minnesota and Oklahoma City haven't proved anything.
But Minnesota 9-1.
But James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Paul George. I guess Kawhi's done it once. So we're going to say that they have. Get out of here.
Well, those odds are based on how people are going
to
bet.
I'm just glad that we're on the verge of not having to deal with, well, we already eliminated Golden State, and we're on the verge of hopefully getting rid of the Lakers and hopefully Phoenix, and we can move on from that crap.
Yeah, it's a whole nother seggy, but why is Phoenix not any good? I mean, they're good, but why are they not better? That's a weird one. We'll do that later. We'll touch on that later. But hey, I teased this by saying why
I thought we were talking about the Edmonton Oilers next.
No.
Their big win.
Why is the family
looks so good?
Why is the family of the Nuggets the only one trying to derail the Nuggets?
That is true.
So we've got
Punches.
We've got Porter's brother getting kicked out of the NBA and then his other brother getting arrested and thrown in the slammer for DUI.
Six years, by the way.
6 years. Yeah, we killed
him. And now last night, we've got Jokic's brother throwing haymakers in the stands. What are we doing?
I want the Jokic brothers. Look, if Giannis's brother and Bronny and James can be in the NBA, why can't the Jokic brothers? Damn it, I want them to have a uniform.
Why can't they at least be the team security and just have them on each end of the bench in big suits?
Who's the fat guy from Philly?
Oh, yeah, the guy that... that's Dom, right? Big Dom?
Yeah, Big Dom.
The guy that like got into it with the Niners linebacker?
Can't we get Jokic's brothers out there, like Hell's Angels doing security at Altamont, just out there just swinging tire irons at people? Dude, I love everything about the Jokic's. And you see he's dressing as Gru, he's doing bits last night.
Are they going to... Yeah, I did see that. But are they going to boot this brother now? I mean, he clearly punched the guy.
Yeah, he's being investigated. So, I mean, the police are looking into it. I'm assuming that the NBA...
Adam Silver doesn't have time for that.
I'm assuming that the NBA boots him. The NBA just boots him. So
can't be having that.
Yeah. And I'd love that the police are investigating.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
He punched him. Like he did it.
Yeah, but maybe there's, you know.
If dude the guy, took it like a champ, too.
If the guy wants to press charges, then, oh, I mean, there won't be a.
Oh, he's going to 100% press charges, though.
Try to get some dough.
Look, I'll tell you right now.
You think there'll be a, what do you call it?
It'll be settled.
No, I just mean, the hell do you call it when they issue a, arrest
warrant? An arrest
warrant?
Will
there be charges, do you
think?
Yeah,
there'll be charges. You can't punch people. Well, who was it? Who punched?
Well, he went out of his way to punch him. He's like climbing over chairs and rows to hit this guy.
Look,
it wasn't self defense.
Yeah, you can't punch people. There'll be a warrant issued, or they'll say, "Hey, turn yourself in." The dude will not press charges, and then there'll be a settlement, and he'll get $500K
paid by Nikola Jokic.
Look,
oh man.
The best thing that could ever happen to you is getting punched by the brother of a very famous... Well, actually, no. The best thing that could happen to you is getting punched by a very famous person. The second best
Spike
thing
Lee.
Is... Sure, you get punched by Spike Lee. I was thinking like Jackson Mahomes. Like, you know, because one, it won't hurt because he's made of noodle. And then you get a nice fat settlement. I bet the Jokic brother, though, I thought he'd punch pretty hard, but the dude takes it pretty well.
All right, well... Nothing can derail the Nugs. It's going to be the Nuggies and the Celtics.
And I'll tell you what. I'm
sticking my neck out.
I would. Wow. The defending champs versus unquestioned the best team in the NBA.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, you know what odds you can get if one of those teams wins the title? Minus 350. You can lay $350 to make 100.
God.
Your balls that you have, man.
Courage.
The courage.
It's called courage.
Yeah, the courage to take a punch from one of the Jokic brothers.
For how much?
Oh, he'll get a couple hundred. He'll get a couple G's.
You're telling me that's my
hell
a couple
yeah,
G's,
a couple hundred G's,
a couple hundred G's,
five figures.
Oh yeah, dude.
Oh, five figures.
I think you could get five figures out of that.
Well, you should. Six figures.
You're gonna get six figures, 100%. Because you know what's
I want seven.
You're not getting seven.
I'm not taking it. Then.
You're not getting seven. Yeah. But
stay away from my beautiful face.
You're getting a couple hundred though, because you know what's gonna happen. You've got emotional trauma. Your jaw hurts. You got concussed, of course. You're seeing, you know, the lasting effects. You've got long COVID. That was, you know, the gout is because of it. You probably got a battle of GERD going along with, you know, all these things pile up. It's like, remember when Dennis Rodman kicked that camera dude in the balls? That dude all of a sudden came down with like 17 different ailments. That's what happens. The more famous of the person that strikes you, the more ailments you get.
All right, I've got one more little nuggy on the clips, on the hated clips, and we'll wrap up NBA playoff talk next on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, well, the home teams are 12-0 so far in the NBA. Tonight, we get Game 2, Suns-T-Wolves in Minnesota. That'll be the first one. Then we get Pacers-Bucks in Milwaukee and Mavs-Clips tonight on TNT in LA.
Not a bad little night. There's the NBA playoffs, there's some intriguing matchups.
All the spreads are under 4 tonight. We're expecting good games.
Last night was a treat. Yeah. So maybe tonight can piggyback off of that. I have one more. So the team that I can't stand, that I was reminded that I can't stand when I started watching the playoffs, was the Clippers.
Yeah.
Because I had forgotten that they have Westbrook and Harden and stupid Paul George and stupid Kawhi. And so I hate them. I can't stand them. And I love their owner. Other than that, I am rooting so hard against them. I read a stat about the Clippers. Did you know that they have 3 of the top 10 highest paid NBA players of all time?
Can't say that I knew that. So, obviously, Harden.
Of all time.
Harden, Westbrook, and is Paul George?
Yep.
Really? Paul George is
10th.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, he's been around a while.
Yeah.
Which makes them even more hateable.
It's a lot of money for not a whole lot of winning. But that's good. Like, the NBA
Russ is only at $4 million now. Well, I mean, he doesn't make.
No.
Harden still makes a bunch, but.
Well, Westbrook will go down as the. How do I put this? This is going to be tough. He'll go down as the worst MVP of the modern era. He averaged a triple-double and won an MVP. And no one really wants him on their team.
And opponents didn't really consider him a threat if you just let him kind of stuff the box score.
The idea is just, like let him score, let him do whatever. Great, take your triple-double and go away. Like, I'm trying to think of another...
Derrick Rose?
No, dude. Derrick Rose. Peak Derrick Rose was a different animal.
Well, I know he was good, but I think we're kind of selling Russ a little short. I mean, the guy was awesome.
Yeah, but Derrick Rose was actually someone that people wanted to play with and people were scared of. Like, Russ was just the stat guy. And that year that he won the MVP in Oklahoma City, they weren't anything. Like, they were a bad team. And he just fills it up.
Well, then you'd have to go to maybe Nash.
Maybe.
I was going to say maybe Allen Iverson, 2000-2001.
Oh, no, dude. Same thing. Allen Iverson, peak Iverson.
I just thought he needed a ton of volume to do what he did. Like, I know his team made it, or they made it to a finals. Was it that team that made it to the finals?
They made it to one finals.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody else.
They lost to the Lakers.
On the list is a who's who.
Yeah, I mean, I if you wanted to throw some shade.
Well, Harden.
I was going to say, if you wanted to throw some shade at James Harden. And it's funny because think about that. If I told you that a team had 2 MVPs on it and everyone kind of looked at that team and went, meh, it's James Harden and Russell Westbrook.
Well, how about Russell Westbrook, James Harden, and Kevin Durant all together, younger?
Yeah. Well, and still, they made one final, right? Together, or was Harden, I think, had already left when they made the finals and lost. I think Harden was already out the door.
Was he?
I think so.
I think that's right. I think
it was just...
Either that or he was off the bench.
Well, he was off the bench, but I'm fairly certain that he was already gone and that it was just Westbrook. Because it was Westbrook, Harden, and Ibaka were their big three. And then they never did it. And Durant will be another guy. He'll go down as a cheese butt. Even though Kevin Durant, he's not going to win another one. Kevin Durant is so effing good. He's underappreciated on the defensive end. He rebounds. The dude is just, he's an all-timer. And yet when he retires, there'll be a lot of guys from this modern age that are going to retire. And collectively, a lot of casual fans are going to have negative opinions of, even though they were the absolute balls during their day. And Kevin Durant, Don't let anyone fool you. There was about a 4-year stretch there where Kevin Durant was the best player in the NBA.
He was a freaking killer.
Yes.
And he probably would have won another title or two if he just decided that he was happy enough to stay there.
If he would have stayed in Golden State, and he does, well, if he doesn't blow his Achilles, they win 3.
Yep.
And if he even sticks around after that, he at least wins 1 more, if not 2 more. He just, you know, for whatever reason, he sabotaged his career just
to go to Brooklyn with Harden?
To Brooklyn and then Phoenix and just. You want to talk about a poor ending of a career? Because he can still play, but he's not what he once was. You want to talk about a self-destructive end to a career when you still had prime miles to go?
Did you see Anthony Edwards talking him last game?
Yeah.
He was like, you old-ass man, you can't guard me, making me chase me around.
And again, as good as Kevin Durant is, he just isn't. He's no longer the guy. And LeBron's got a little bit of this. LeBron can will himself to have these games, but you're no longer just the... You've become a planet. You're not the sun. And for a while, they were. And Durant is still an absolute beast, but he's not. It's a young man's. it's a young man's prime sort of game, and it's passed by some of those guys, and it's passed by Steph. It's passed by Durant. It's passed by LeBron. Not that they're not great players, but dude, give me the 26-year-old, 24-year-old guy that still has all the athleticism in the world.
All right, we move to football next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.